It is Monday morning, and at this time every Monday, we have a chat to our Mayor, Julia Liu, about what's happening in the Douglas Shire. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm fighting fit. Thanks for asking. Well, first up, you cleared up the misconception that Council had cancelled the Murano's fuel contract to refuel the generator at Cow Bay Clinic. When that generator ran out of fuel and caused all sorts of problems at the clinic. They had medicine that went off and, you don't have a generator go down at a health clinic. However, you did say last week that fuel wasn't delivered on time on this occasion. It was sort of a once-er. So what did happen? Can you expand on that?
Look, yes, no, we certainly investigated it, and basically it was a bit of a miscommunication. And as soon as we were aware of it, we certainly made sure that there was a fuel truck dispatched ASAP, and then we reviewed certain policies and procedures around that, and it's all under control now.
Julia, when you say miscommunication, what does that mean exactly?
Well, there was a miscommunication between our staff and I understand perhaps the driver with Murano's. We're still investigating the exact details. The staff are on leave at the moment. It's school holidays, and some staff do naturally take leave if they have young children during that time. But I suppose the key message is that we have not cancelled the Murano's fuel contract. They do have a significant contract with Council and supply us with fuel for all our fleet. And we all, there's obviously a number of cars and trucks and all sorts of vehicles that Council have to maintain, and we have to fuel up. And so Murano's have a significant contract with us, and we've had a look at to make sure that this doesn't occur again. And I'm satisfied with that.
That's good that we know a little bit more so that it doesn't happen again. Julia, Mossman Pool was reopened following major upgrades to the filtration system, but we had some listeners contact us to say what caused that delay. Now, I asked you that last week. You said give you a week to check it out. What actually happened?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, look, I suppose really the works were quite significant. It involved a replacement of all the filter and pressure tests and all what we call four vessels to ensure that the wall thickness of sand filters were in good condition. There was installation of a new chemical dosing system, installation of a variable frequency drive for the pump operations, a new pump, associated pipeworks, valves, pressure gauges, and a replacement of two underground hydraulic valve assembly systems. So due to some of the electrical components associated with the variable frequency drive, they didn't arrive in time, and so they couldn't be commissioned. When it was apparent that the works wouldn't be completed within the nominated time frame that we'd already advised our residents, the amended closure dates were then placed on Council's website and Facebook page. Once these parts arrived and were installed, unfortunately, there was an additional delay, which was caused by the pool being filled at a very slow pace. Due to the fact that the caravan park was at full occupancy, we had to make a decision that we had to fill the pool a lot longer than what we would have done in normal circumstances. So instead of the pool, we could have filled it perhaps within about 36 hours. That meant we had to fill it, and that took about 4.5 days, because otherwise there would have been very little water flow for the caravan park residents and occupants that were there at that time. So once the pool was filled, the new pump was commissioned and the chemicals were added to the water. And that normally takes about 24 to 36 hours to balance up that chemical makeup of the pool and for the new sand to be effective. So this part of the process went according to plan. But then we encountered another problem when two underground valves supplying the smaller pools were found to be leaking and they needed to be replaced. And so we had to wait for new parts to come from Townsville, and that delayed the opening by another day. So essentially, we have now got a new filtration system, and we're very pleased with the way that's operating. But there was a delay in the supply of equipment and components, and also the drawn out process of filling the pool, and that caused a delay effectively of 7 days. But essentially, we let everyone know, the public knew through social media, and very pleased to say that the pool opened Tuesday of last week.
Well, thanks for that, Julia. It's good to know that behind-the-scenes stuff, and I'm sure people realise that not all things go to plan. At least now we have a pool that's brand spanking new, basically.
And also, I suppose, very importantly, we have a pool which is fully in compliance with the Queensland Health Swimming and Pool Water Quality and Operational Guidelines of 2004, with especially good pool water turnover rates.
We're talking to our Mayor Julia Liu, as we do at this time every Monday morning. Julia, the Mossman Show, which will be held on July 22nd and 23rd, has received a significant boost, with the Queensland Government announcing an almost $12,000 cash injection. Now, the show societies and associations that run the show do it usually with limited resources. So, you know, this money should be most welcome.
Look, it's a fantastic initiative of state government, and I know that, you know, it's very well received. Certainly our show is run by a whole bunch of hardworking volunteers who have actually been doing this for quite some time. Council does work very hard with the show. We assist in a lot of sort of preparation in terms of various aspects, because the buildings where the show is held, you know, we do various works and make sure that everything's working correctly. So we, in our budget, have an allocation of $15,000 of what we call in-kind support. So a lot of our staff are involved. We make sure it's all, you know, very clean and ready for everyone to enjoy the show. But I certainly want to encourage everyone to go to the show. We're so lucky to have a really good quality rural agricultural type show. There's not many left around Queensland now, and so we need to support it so that it can continue in the future.
And if people want to get involved in the 2018 Mossman Show, the Secretary's office will be opened as of today from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. and I'm sure Anne Baldwin and her team will be happy to see them. Now, Julia, a strong group of Eastern Guga Alangi women and the profound impact that they've had on the Douglas Shire will be recognised during the 2018 NAIDOC Week celebrations this week.
We just have some wonderful, inspiring and fantastic Indigenous women in our community, and they are very significant role models, not just for our Indigenous population, but for everyone. And I know that they're so well loved. And so it's an inspiring slogan, I suppose, is the word or the motto for this year's NAIDOC: because of her, we can. And so it's fantastic that we in our Douglas Shire are able to recognise these very important women in our community. And we now have the photographic exhibition, and I really encourage people to come in and see that in our council foyer. That features 24 pictures of representing the region's different family groups. And we also have an exhibition of Guga Alangi women artists on display at the Mossman Library. And certainly today is the opening ceremony at the council for NAIDOC. And then at 11:30, we're going to be opening our fantastic new public artwork in Johnson Road. And that will be unveiled as part of the whole NAIDOC week as well.
And Julia, Indigenous tourism businesses in tropical North Queensland have been invited to apply for part of a $1.1 million in state government funding to develop a new experience that appeals to the Chinese market. This is great stuff.
Look, it is. And look, I think certainly the Queensland government, through their tourism and events department, and also, of course, TTNQ and Tourism Port Douglas Saintree, have really been doing their best to focus on really unleashing the potential of our Indigenous businesses. And so it's a great opportunity for people, and certainly I'd encourage anyone who's interested to contact the relevant people that are nominated to discuss, you know, what sort of opportunities there are. I mean, the Mossman Gorge Centre in Mossman, of course, is just a fantastic pilot, really, for the rest of Australia. And certainly, you know, it's very hard to get a car park these days, which just shows how popular it is. And this has been happening for quite some months.
Talking to our Mayor Julia Liu. Julia, a timeline detailing historical events and forces that have shaped the Douglas Shire coastline since 1770 has been released by the Resilient Coast Project team. Interesting stuff.
Look, it is. We sought funding under a program in the last 18 months to deliver this. And it's a great initiative. And we've certainly been getting a lot of interest from communities. We have various meetings, and we actually had over 100 responses to our Resilient Coast surveys. And that's from people who really want to share their perspectives and knowledge and past experience. And what was interesting, every single respondent believed that our natural beauty was the main draw card for people to visit and live in Douglas Shire. And so what this project is about, it's certainly detailing, there's quite a really interesting timeline that's certainly been heavily consulted with, and that's detailing historic events and forces that have shaped the Douglas Shire coastline since 1770. And so now we have this Douglas Shire coastal story, and that's identified key forces as you would expect: severe weather events, major projects, political upheaval. And so we have what we call the team's Coastal Hazard Adaptation Strategy. That's called the CHAS. And so there's been a whole sort of series of phases. I think there's about 8 phases. Now we're into phase 5. A few months ago in May, we had a series of community resilient coast workshops, and they were held in Cape Tribulation, Mossman and Port Douglas. So all the information that was collected at that time is now creating the Douglas Shire Coastal Story. We also have a large database of infrastructure of our roads, buildings, sewage, drainage, and also our natural assets. So they've all been collated. And so this project will continue into the near future. And we're really happy because we think there's this information that we need. We did have some what you call some data gaps previously, and that was one of the reasons why we applied for the funding in the first place.
Well, that's it from me, Julia. Anything else that you would like to add?
Look, just I really encourage people to take advantage of all the different activities that are happening in NAIDOC Week. If people need more information, it's on our website, it's on our Facebook site. Certainly the parade on Friday is always attracts a lot of people. It's a great way to catch up with old friends and meet new ones as well.
Thanks, Julia Liu. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.
And so to you as well, Paul.